This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. U.S. taxpayers have spent more than $60 billion rebuilding Iraq since the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. Today, the office that Congress set up to keep an eye on all that money is closing its doors for good. Nothing to do with the government shutdown. Shannon Mullen reports.
We'll never know exactly how much cash was wasted or stolen, the Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction admits. So what grade should Stuart Bowen and his watchdog team get as they close up shop?
The B-plus A-minus range?
Scott Amy is with the Project on Government Oversight.
Their investigations and audits helped recover $2 billion in direct savings or in court-ordered recoveries.
Spending topped $25 million a day at one point. Plus, it was a war zone. Catherine Lutz is co-director of the Cost of War Project at Brown University.
They were, in some cases, not even able to get to the sites of some of the construction projects that they were inspecting and had to show up at other places with helmets and flak jackets and so on.
If there's a next time, Inspector General Bowen says the U.S. should keep someone like him on staff for good. A bill currently before Congress would do just that. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.